Okey-dokey, dude. Mm-hmm. Which sports do you play at Rosewood High School?
I play basketball, baseball, and soccer.
And of those three sports, you have a main sport, favorite sport?
Favorite sport is baseball, but the second alternative is soccer.
All right, we'll stick with soccer now.
Yeah.
How long have you been playing soccer?
Since I was three.
And what got you into playing soccer, I guess, in high school, you know, a sibling that played it, you know, friends, I mean, I guess your friends play it, you know.
Friends, actually. I've been planning on playing anyways, but all the seniors my freshman year told me to play, so I just went ahead and played, tried out for goalie, and I made it.
What's it been like playing goalie the past few years?
Well, freshman year, I'd say, was probably the toughest. Last year was probably the most fun I ever had playing soccer. And this year, I don't have a goalie coach, so I have to do everything by myself, all the workouts and stuff. So this year's a little different, you know, all COVID and all that. And we only have two seniors, so we only have three juniors. So that's a very big leadership role that has to be, you know, taken up.
Yeah. Talk to me a bit more about that, you know, what's it been like kind of stepping up into more of a leadership role. So I see you back there giving out all the commands.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm pretty sure some of the kids hate me for it because I'd yell at them a lot.
Yeah.
But I'd want them to understand that at the same time, me yelling at them like that is trying to help them. But I don't know. I just see that nobody's really commanding, and even with baseball, if I see that, I feel like I have to step in and, you know, just take it up.
And then, you know, I guess being on, I guess, where'd you guys go? You guys went to the fourth round of the playoffs last year.
Yep.
And I guess now with a younger team, I imagine for you, it's like, okay, like you've been there before.
Yes.
So it's really kind of teaching them, like, this is what we got to do if we want to get to this point.
Yeah, I have very high expectations. And if we don't meet those expectations, then, I mean, it's just disappointing, you know.
And then just overall, you know, I imagine the season's been crazy in a lot of ways.
Very.
What has the season been like?
For the most part, it's been fun. You know, we have our little rivalry with Hobson, as always.
Yeah.
The best part about it has probably been able to see so many new freshmen that actually, like, love to play soccer, because that's our legacy after I leave.
Yeah.
So seeing that we're going to have some good skill, it actually brings me hope. But I don't know. It's just junior year. That's a very big year for sports.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's just been a really fun year.
Awesome. So moving to baseball real quick. How long since it's your favorite? How long have you been playing baseball?
Oof. My mom would tell you straight out of the womb, but probably about the same as soccer. Probably about 2 years old.
And what got you into playing baseball in high school? Brother played it.
My older brother, actually.
Yeah.
Jonathan Peacock. Yeah.
So then, what do you like about playing baseball? You know, I imagine it helps that you guys have been so successful here.
Well, you see, the thing that I love about baseball the most is that it's an independent sport, but at the same time, there's so many things that you have to incorporate into it with the team to actually be able to produce, you know, good outcomes.
Yeah.
And there's just something magical about being able to go out there, practice 2 or 3 hours a day, and then come game time, seeing everybody just work fluidly, like they're all in just off of just one mindset, and everything just works out perfectly.
And then for you, know, which positions do you play in baseball? I know you can do a couple of things.
Yes, and so my main position is catcher, and now that Logan Price has graduated, that's my number one spot.
Oh yeah.
But at the same time, I can also pitch and play the field. I played outfield a lot last year, so we could have my bat in the lineup. So,
what's your favorite part of playing baseball?
Honestly, catching. I just love it. I used to love it just so I could have the ball 24/7.
Yeah.
But now that I actually, you know like what I'm doing, just like being able to protect my plate and my team from getting scored on.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just brings me, you know, joy in being able to do that.
And I know, talk to me a bit about what was it like. I mean, you've also had a lot of success in baseball, gone to the state championship series.
Yes.
And I imagine too. Talk to me a bit more about that. What was that like?
It was honestly devastating because I, being a sophomore, you know, I had these big hopes and dreams to get back to states and actually win it with probably one of the best teams that we have had in a while.
I would say so.
And I had expectations to go very, very far. And COVID just came in, just shut it down. So we obviously weren't able to do anything, and then having to quarantine, just having all those thoughts in your head, it just drives you crazy.
So then I imagine you can't wait to get on the field come April.
Yes, yes, sir.
Okie dokie. So then for you, you know, to play all these sports, school, social life, is it difficult for you to balance these things, to find a routine for yourself?
Extremely. But after you've done it for so long, you just pick up little habits and all that. So it's easier for me now than it was freshman year because I know what to expect. Yeah, yeah. I know how to time and manage myself. So all of that is just better with me now.
And then is it just the three sports in school? Or you, any other clubs, extracurriculars? Do you have a job or anything like that?
So no job.
That's all good.
No extra curricular activities and all that.
All the three sports and all that's enough.
Yes, but this summer I am planning on playing Legion ball. But when I don't have to play, hopefully I can be a lifeguard because I've always wanted to be a lifeguard during the summer and all that.
So. Nice. And then probably don't know the answer to this question either. Do you know where you like to go to college, or at least you want to major?
Yes, actually. So my absolute dream college would be Liberty University.
Nice.
And I want to go into chiropractics. I've always wanted to do that since I went to the chiropractor for my very first time.